Things aren't getting any better either. They're only getting worse. Arnold Schwarzenegger is the governor of California, and we are not even on LSD. I don't see why people bother taking drugs anymore. When reality has become a hallucination, what do you need to hallucinate for? I was walking through the Los Angeles airport just 3 months after seeing Arnold in Terminator 3, and he was being sworn in as the governor on all the television screens. I had a nervous breakdown. I fell to my knees, and I pissed and I shit my pants. I was weeping and screaming for help. "What is real?" I cried out. "Can anybody tell me what is real?" But even these guys seem to be more skillful than Vice President Dan Quayle. The name still sends the kind of chill up my spine that usually happens only after I hear, "Mr. Black, are you ready for your colonoscopy?" Hell, who can blame me? When he was picked as Bush's running mate, he made a speech, and the second sentence out of his mouth actually was, "We must look forward to the future or past to the back." How would you even diagram that sentence? Let me tell you how I did it. I took out a pencil, sharpened it, and then shoved it into my right eye. It wasn't the smartest thing to do, but I sure looked jaunty in that eye patch. But that wasn't even the worst of it. Quayle couldn't even spell the word potato. I think the person in the second highest office in the country should be able to spell potato. And I also think we should put that into the Constitution now, so it never happens again. It's the simplest word in our language, and when that jackass said it out loud, he didn't realize he'd actually spelled the word just by sounding it out. Po-tay-to. It's right there, for God's sake. Po-tay-to. Hell, a child in New Jersey spelled it correctly on the blackboard, and little Danforth told him it was wrong and that he should add an E. Jesus, how stupid can one man be? In order to save face, I think the Secret Service detail should have immediately rushed into the room, thrown Quayle to the ground, and screamed, "The Vice President's been shot!" At least that would have been easier to live down than misspelling the word potato. Sadly, Quayle's stupidity disease seemed to be contagious and even morphed into a more insidious strain. In its new form, politicians were able to spell simple English words. They just didn't know what the words meant any longer. We all witnessed this firsthand as we watched President Clinton answer questions about his repeated trysts in the Oval Office with that big mouth Monica Lewinsky. Among the words for which he requested definitions were alone and is. Both were equally disturbing. In the first case, it meant that if our president didn't really know what alone meant, he might believe the voices he was hearing in his head were actually other people. When he followed that up with the question, "Could you tell me what you mean by the word is?" I thought I would pass out. Everybody knows what is. It's the first form of the conjugation of the verb to be. And if you don't know what is, you are simply not allowed to be the President of the United States of America. Case fucking closed.